So let's review. The Gemara earlier related that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's wife told Rabbi, "B'maisim yadana, the hokobal alel yisuri. My husband's deeds were greater than yours because he accepted suffering upon himself." When Rabbi heard this, he said, "Chavivin yisurin, kobal alel tleiser shani. How precious is suffering, and he accepted upon himself 13 years of suffering." Nevertheless, the Gemara says, "Yisuri de Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon adifim mirabbi." Blaz Reb Shimon's suffering was on a higher level than Rebbe because the Eler Blaz Reb Shimon may have a bow or may have a holchu. His suffering came and went through love. The Rebbe, al de maisa bow, val de maisa holchu. Rebbe's suffering came and went due to certain incidents. The Gemara elaborates, Hu agla de havu kamamtu le l'shchita, azl talya l'reisha bekanfei de Rebbe bekabachi. As a calf was led to the slaughter, it buried its head in Rebbe's cloak and wept. Amalei zil lekach nitzarta. Rebbe told it, "Go, you were created for this purpose." It was therefore decreed, "Hoyel v'loy k'merachem leisil la yisurin." Since he did not have mercy, he too will suffer. 13 years later, Habakkuk kancha amsid Rebbe beisa, Habashadya b'nei karkushta v'kokancha lahu. Rebbe's maidservant was sweeping the house and swept up some baby weasels. Amalei shvakinu k'siv v'rachem v'kol masav. Rebbe said, "Leave them be. Hashem has mercy on all his creatures." Whereupon it was decreed, Hoyle Marachim, Nirchem Alei, since he had mercy, let us have mercy on him, and his suffering ended. The Gemara shows the power of suffering. Kulu Shnei Yisur de Rebbe Elazar, Loi Shochav Inish Balei Zamnei. All the years of Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon's suffering, no one died before their allotted time. Kulu Shnei Yisur de Rebbe, Loi Yitzrach Amal LeMitra. All the years of Rebbe's suffering, they were not inconvenienced by rain. Nevertheless, the soil was so moist that ki have akri pugla mimeshra, have a kaima bere mal yamaya. When one would uproot a radish, the hole would immediately fill with water. The Gemara now discusses Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's son, Rabbi Yesi. After the death of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Rabbi asked Yeshle ben Lois Tzadik, "Does he have a son?" And he was told, "Yeshle ben, v'chol zaynish neskeres b'shnayim, sechrasei barba." He has a son. And the harlot, who charges double for her services, pays him twice that for his services, since he is so handsome. Asmachei b'Rebbe, v'ashlamei l'Rebbe Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya. Rebbe then took him, ordained him, and arranged a private teacher for him. This motivated him to excel in his studies. Whereupon Rebbe cited the pasuk, Pri tzadik eitz chayim, the fruit of a tzadik is a tree of life, refers to Zerub Yisi b'Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Shimon. V'lekech nefash eitz chacham, he who acquires souls is wise, refers to Zerub Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya. The Gemara continues, when Rebbe Yisi died, Amtu l'ma'arta da'avua, they brought him to his father's burial cave, but a serpent surrounded the entrance. They said, "Serpent allowed the son to enter, but this time it did not open as it did for Blaz Reb Shimon." Yet Sabaskul, a heavenly voice explained, Blaz was not greater than Reb Yesi, but he experienced the suffering in the cave with his father, Reb Shimon. A similar story, after Reb Tarfon's death, Rebbe asked Yeshle ben Lois Tzadik, "Did he have a son?" And he was told, "Ben ein loy, ben bas Yeshle. V'chol zonish v'neskeres b'shnayim, sechrasei barba." He has a grandson, and a harlot who charges double for her services pays him twice that for his services, since he is so handsome. Rebbe told him, "Ihadres bach, yehiv nelach b'ratoy. If you repent, I will give you my daughter in marriage." Hadr bay, he indeed repented. Some say, Nasva begirsha, he married her and then divorced her. While others say, Lo nasva klal. K'desh lo yamru b'shvil zeh chazur zeh. He never married her so that people would not say he only repented because of her. The Gemara explains why Rebbe invested so much effort in these young men. Kalam alamen es ben chaveir teira, zeicha v'yeshu b'shivish al ma'ala. One who teaches another's child teira merits sitting in the heavenly academy. And kalam alamen es ben ama aretz teira, afal HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyzu gzeira mevat l'b'shvilei. If one teaches Torah to the son of an ignoramus, Hashem annuls evil decrees because of him. The Gemara explains the significance of three consecutive generations of scholars, such as Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar, and Reb Yesi. Kol shu tamo chacham, ubenoy tamo chacham, uben benoy tamo chacham, shuv ein Torah pesakas mezara la'olam. If a Torah scholar merits a son and a grandson who are also Torah scholars, the Torah will never leave his descendants, because mekam ve'elech, Torah machzeres al san yishalah. After three generations, the Torah continues to return to its hosts, as the pasuk says, v'nizayis berisi, lo yemushu mipicha mipizaracha mipizer zaracha amar Hashem me'ata v'adoylam. The Gemara begins to discuss Reb Chiya's greatness. Reb Chiya said, Avdi l'Torah d'l'Torah shtakech mi'Yisrael. I ensure that Torah is not forgotten. Azlina b'shadina kisna b'gadilna nishbi v'tzayadna tavi u'machilna b'sray liyasmi. I grow flax and weave it into nets. I then trap deer and feed their meat to orphans. V'arichna megilta v'kesavna chamisha chumshi. I make parchment from their hide and write the five chumashim. V'salikna lamasa u'makarina chamisha yenuki b'chamisha chumshi u'masnita shita yenuki shita sidri. I then go to a city and teach each of the five children one chumash and each of the six children one seder of mishnayis. I then tell them to each teach one another until I return. Thus, in this manner, the Torah would not be forgotten. Rabbi lauded his efforts and said how great are Reb Chiya's deeds. The Gemara relates several incidents demonstrating Reb Chiya's stature. Ahumer Rabbanan da b'shchich Eliyahu Gabe. A certain scholar was visited regularly by Eliyahu HaNavi. One evening, his eyes singed, and he explained, "The Amr le'Eliyahu, achfili rabbanan kisalka l'masifta d'rikia. I requested that Eliyahu HaNavi show me the Chacham in the next world. And he told me, "Bekulu matzis listakulu behu, labar migu harka d'Reb Chiya. You may gaze upon all of them, except for the throne of Reb Chiya." However, I cannot restrain myself from looking at it, and two sparks emanated from the throne and blinded me. I prostrated myself on Reb Chiya's grave and said, "I study your prices," and I was healed. Another incident, Eliyahu v'shchich b'mesivta de Rabbi. Yemechad, resh yarcha haba, noga lebele asa. Eliyahu HaNavi was a frequent visitor in Rebbe's yeshiva. One Rosh Chodesh, he was delayed and explained, "Adu kim na lavram u'mashina yadei u'matzli u'magnin alei v'chein le'yitzchok v'chein le'yakov." I had to wake Avram Avinu, wash his hands so he could pray, and then lay him back to rest. And then repeat this for Yitzchok Avinu and Yaakov Avinu. And he explained that he did not wake them together because sabri takfi berachmi u'maisilei l'mashiach b'lei zimnei. They will overwhelm the heavens with prayer and bring Mashiach before his time. Rebbe asked him, "Yesh dugmas n'boil mazeh? Is there anyone alive in our time whose prayers are so effective?" He answered, "Ikka Reb Chiya ubanav. Reb Chiya and his sons have this power." Whereupon, Gazer Rebbe Tanisa achsinu l'Reb Chiya ubanav. Rebbe declared a fast day and had Reb Chiya and his sons lead the prayers. Amar Masha Baruach b'nash v'zika. Amar Merda Gashem b'asa mitra. As soon as he said Masha Baruach, the wind blew. And when he said Merda Gashem, rain fell immediately. As I was about to mention Tchiyas HaMeisim, the world trembled. Eliyahu HaNavi then appeared among them as a bier of fire. They were distracted and stopped their prayers.